Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you as you join me today for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. It's a blessing to be able to share this time with you in the presence of the Lord and the good things of God and the Word of God. I've been sharing these last several days on the power that we have in the name of Jesus. And before I go to the ministry of the Word, I just want to wait a moment. I want to obey the Lord. I feel He wants to speak a word of prophecy to encourage your heart. And as you receive the word of the Lord, you know, there's the Spirit quickens the word of God. The Spirit gives life, and it's the life of God, the life of the Holy Spirit flowing in us that frees us from the bondages. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, Isaiah said. So receive the word of the Lord that God would speak to your heart today, and be refreshed and renewed in the spirit of your mind in Jesus' name. For the Lord would say, my beloved, amidst the turmoil of this world's present darkness, my people shall know my peace. Even now, in the midst of the cares of your day, your Father's heart reaches out to you. Beloved, I would draw you close to my side. Even now, for a few moments, as my spirit seeks to commune with yours, release every troubled thought into my keeping. Come, be with me. Let me comfort and console you. Rest in your Father's love until you are refreshed and renewed. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? For through our silent and sweet fellowship will I cause a deep and abiding faith to flow, which shall be as a mighty river in your soul. It shall be as a clear mountain stream, coursing, sweeping away all obstacles in its path by the force of its power. It shall be even as a river of life to you, bringing life and fruitfulness to barren and parched places. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith, which I have given freely to you. Take that which is yours. Cease from your labors, rest from your struggles, for I am here with you, not only for today, but for all your tomorrows. Return my love for you with praise and thanksgiving. Oh, beloved, you are mine, and I watch over you tenderly and care for you with an everlasting and jealous love. Praise God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for ministering the word of the Lord, the prophetic word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I've been sharing the power that we have in the name of Jesus, and I'd like to share just a few passages from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 14 through 16. And here, the apostle is saying, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Praise God. Jesus is our high priest before the Lord. And then in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 and through 2, John writes, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And then also we are told that as Jesus is our advocate, if we sin, we have an advocate. He's kind of like a defense attorney, if you will, and he is our defense attorney against the devil. Who is he that condemns? Well, that's what the devil loves to do. We see in Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 10, John is saying, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." So the scriptures about praying in his name were the very last words that Jesus uttered before he ascended to his Father. Think about that. This was uppermost on his heart. And they are part of the commission of the church that every believer has in evangelizing the world and reconciling it to the Lord. So we have great power in the name of Jesus. And I want us to look at, why does the devil tremble at the name of Jesus? And why does the name of Jesus mean so much to his heavenly Father? Why will he always honor this name? And I want us to look at God's plan for the church ministering in the name of Jesus. Why is it important for us as individual Christians to get a true and accurate knowledge of Jesus and his total work in our behalf? God has provided this for us, but it takes revelation. It takes, you know, you can hear this. You may have heard, well, we got power in the name of Jesus, but you haven't meditated upon it. Even myself, I mean, I've known it for decades, and yet it's such an astonishing, overwhelming unfolding of revelation the more we meditate on the Word of God. Jesus declared in John, the 14th chapter, verse 13, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." When we begin to understand, brother and sister, that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, that's what he's doing right now. He's not here on the earth. The Holy Spirit is. He's up in heaven. His glorified body, he's seated right next to the Father, and that he holds the highest position in the universe as the head of the church. He's head of the body of Christ. We can see what a tremendous, glorious promise Jesus has given to us. We've been given the use of his name. This is just, it's an astounding statement. His name has been given to you, to me, to us. And as believers, his name belongs to us. His legal right, if you will, his, if you will, divine power of attorney has been given to us. Why? That we may continue the work that he started. We, after all, are the body. His body's not here. His physical body, it's up in heaven. He's the head. He's praying. He takes your prayers and delivers them personally to the Father. But his body, you and I, each of us individual members, we have been commissioned to do the work. Hallelujah. All the authority in the name of Jesus has been given to us, not so we can misuse his name, but this authority that is given to us is to bring glory to our heavenly Father, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And the good news is, we don't have to be, serving God for 50 years to qualify, but the smallest, youngest, weakest member of the body of Christ has the same legal right to all the grace, all the might, all the power, all the blessing, all the health, all the healing. Everything is provided through Jesus. Praise God. The Father has given Jesus the highest name in the universe. There's no other name given among men whereby we may be saved. He has bestowed upon Jesus honor and glory and power and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above every known authority. This glory, this power, this authority is vested in Jesus, and we've been given the right to use his name. His name possesses all that he is. Oh, we've seen God do mighty works works, miracles, healing, many other glorious things from time to time in the past. We've experienced this authority that's been given us in the name of Jesus. But beloved, I believe with all of my heart that the body of Christ is going to see in the days ahead, in the time we have remaining, the greatest manifestation of God's power we've ever seen or ever read about. If we could only see with the eyes of faith and with a spirit of revelation, we would see that Satan, our foe, our adversary, he's been paralyzed, stripped of his armor by the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we, in today's world that we're living in, we are living in perilous times. Jesus is under attack today by unbelievers. The Church of the Living God is under attack. There are many in the church, even in our own ranks, who don't see Jesus as the only begotten of the Father, the seed of God, birthed by the Holy Ghost from the Virgin Mary, who was crucified and resurrected. They deny the deity of Christ. And because of this, is it a wonder they don't believe in miracles or the outpouring of the Holy Ghost or gifts operating in the church as it did in the early church? Now, you may belong to a wonderful church that preaches the whole counsel of God. Praise God for that. But beloved, you may or may not be aware, there are huge segments of Christianity today, whole denominations that are being torn apart on this very issue, the integrity of Scripture. Those who don't believe that Christ was born of a virgin. I know that sounds hard to believe, but I tell you, they're out there. I know people who are in these denominations. And, you know, it's a terrible thing. We've allowed the enemy to come within. Well, in a sense, you know, they name the name, but they've denied the power thereof. There's Christianity and there's churchianity. If you've listened to the length of time, you know I make a distinction. But the real church believes and has not moved from the stance that the early Christians had, that in the name of Jesus, we can do exploits. Hallelujah. The people that know their God will be strong and do exploits. Problem is, many people don't know their God. They just know a historical Christ. They don't have a personal relationship with him. And that's what matters. Praise God. Well, I wish I could go on, but it's time to bring this broadcast to a close. And I invite many of you who are listening, if you have prayer needs, won't you write, share those needs, and I'll send back whatever God gives. The announcer will give you our mailing address. God bless you for your prayers and help financially. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.